time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Senate Republicans are pushing hard on their last-ditch effort to repeal the Affordable Care Act, with less than 2 weeks to go in the window available for them to do it. The bill, written by Senators Lindsey Graham and Bill Cassidy, has one hard no vote from Senator Rand Paul. It's expected that Susan Collins of Maine will also vote no. Two who voted no on the so-called skinny repeal, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska and Arizona's John McCain, remain undecided, CNN reports.
It's worth noting, just a few minutes ago, I ran into Senator McCain as I was walking over for this hit, and I asked him, does this mean you're in? Does this mean you're a yes? McCain made very clear, no, it doesn't. He said it was helpful for his process, but the issue he talked about on the Senate floor, the issue he talked about when he voted no against this the first time around, remains the same. The process, sending this straight to the floor without hearing, so far without a CBO score. He said the governor's support doesn't mean he's inclined to support this, so he's also still very much up in the air, Jake. This is 1/6 of the economy. This is very personal to a lot of people, and this would be a dramatic change to the U.S. healthcare system. There are a lot of pieces of this that we've seen before in Republican healthcare plans, things like repealing the individual and employer mandate. But one of the primary differences is, unlike the past Republican plans, which would keep some kind of less generous subsidy system, this would replace that system with state block grants. Basically, each state would get a block of money that they would be able to decide how their health care system would be able to operate. It would also end the Medicaid expansion in 2020, something for a lot of Republican senators that is a very, very big deal. Another key issue here, it gives states the leeway to actually kind of change pre-existing conditions protections, something that's kind of been a steadfast piece of the Obamacare plan, something that Republicans have been very wary of touching. This would open the door to that. And I think on top of it all, and this matters for people like Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins, it would effectively defund Planned Parenthood for a year. So no question about it. They don't have the votes yet, but absolutely a very, very serious effort out of Republicans, something that just a week ago, nobody expected.
The president addressing the opening session of the UN General Assembly Tuesday morning after speaking Monday at a special forum on UN reforms. He began his remarks there off script, patting himself on the back for his real estate prowess.
I actually saw great potential right across the street, to be honest with you, and it was only for the reason that the United Nations was here that turned out to be such a successful project. So I want to thank you, Ambassador.
He just can't help himself, I suppose. NBC News has more.
With a critical test on the world stage now underway, President Trump engaging in a day of diplomacy, meeting with the leaders of Israel and France. But it's North Korea that's front and center.
As far as North Korea is concerned, I think most of you know how I feel.
Mr. Trump's message, the global community has to come together to counter the mounting nuclear provocations. Tonight, Defense Secretary James Mattis adding to the tough talk, saying military options exist that wouldn't put nearby Seoul at grave risk. Over the weekend, the president mocking leader Kim Jong-un with a new nickname, Rocket Man, as the U.S., Japan, and South Korea unleashed a new show of force over the Korean Peninsula. Another flashpoint, the Iran nuclear deal. With a crucial deadline approaching, will President Trump uphold the deal orchestrated by the Obama administration?
You'll see very soon.
Today, the leader of Iran unleashing this stern warning.
Exiting such an agreement would carry a high cost for the United States of America.
And as he grapples with global threats, the president's trying to shake things up at the UN. Long a critic.
When do you see the United Nations solving problems? They don't. They cause problems.
Today, holding a meeting focused on ways to improve it. Later, the president putting a new twist on his old campaign slogan.
I think the main message is make the United Nations great. Not again.
A group of young undocumented immigrants interrupted an event on the DREAM Act in San Francisco hosted by House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi on Monday to accuse her and other Democrats of selling out immigrants by negotiating with President Donald Trump.
We are immigrants, you!
We are immigrants, you!
Undocumented and unafraid!
After about 30 minutes of being unable to answer their questions, Pelosi walked out. Meanwhile, six recipients of the DACA program filed suit in federal court on Monday against Trump over his decision to end the program. One of the attorneys for the plaintiffs, Luis Cortez Romero from Kent, Washington, is himself a dreamer. The Trump administration is already facing at least three suits challenging the decision to end DACA. And here we go again. This time it's Maria, the fourth major Atlantic hurricane of the year, strengthened to a Category 5 hurricane, churning through the eastern Caribbean, bearing down on the tiny island nation of Dominica, and headed for a direct hit on Puerto Rico by Wednesday. Also in Maria's sights are the same Virgin Islands devastated by Irma only 2 weeks ago. Forecasters are still tracking Jose, a Category 1 hurricane with 75-mile-per-hour winds, located about 250 miles east of North Carolina, threatening the eastern seaboard with dangerous winds, surf, and rip currents. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution as we are 100% listener-funded. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.